Cessna announces a long-range Citation business jet. LightSquared files for bankruptcy. American now says, well, maybe, to a merger. This is Aero News for Tuesday, May 15th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Another trade show, another new airplane announcement for Cessna. The Wichita plane maker rolled out its new Citation Longitude on Monday at the European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, or EBACE. This launch follows on the heels of Cessna's announcement just over 6 months ago of the new Citation M2 and Citation Latitude. Boasting a 4,000 nautical mile range and a maximum speed of Mach 0.86, the Citation Longitude will make a nonstop flight from New York to Paris, London to Dubai, or Beijing to Moscow. And at a price of $25.999 million, Cessna believes that the Citation Longitude is the best value 4,000 nautical mile super midsize business jet available. The Citation Longitude will be powered by two Silvercrest engines with 11,000 pounds of thrust. These engines lead the industry in fuel efficiency, weight, and maintainability. The Citation Longitude's state-of-the-art cockpit features Garmin G5000 avionics with touchscreen controls, and seat configuration options include a dual club 8-seat arrangement and a 4-place forward club with a 3-place couch and entertainment credenza. Entry into service is expected in 2017. Meanwhile, Bombardier Aerospace says it has redefined the light jet landscape by launching the Learjet 70 and Learjet 75 aircraft at EBACE in Geneva on Monday. The new Learjet 70 and 75 aircraft build on legendary Learjet strengths and successes while leveraging Learjet 85 aircraft technology. The jets will feature a new modern design interior, a next-generation cabin management system, the Vision flight deck with a state-of-the-art avionics suite, superior aircraft performance, and low operating costs. Entry into service is scheduled for the first half of 2013. Well, after being rumored for months, LightSquared has officially filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The move came only hours before a deal to prevent the internet startup from defaulting on its debt was set to expire. The company has had a tumultuous run. It set out to establish a nationwide wireless 4G data network delivered via satellite. But when it added high-powered terrestrial transmitters to the mix, it was found that the company's signals interfered with nearly every existing GPS device operating on adjacent frequencies. The FCC eventually blocked the company from moving forward with its plans, and despite being propped up by hedge fund manager Philip Falcone, it could not recover. The Wall Street Journal reports that Falcone still plans to build the high-speed broadband mobile network. The filing was a necessary and appropriate decision by LightSquared to preserve its value, Falcone said in a memo to investors obtained by the paper. Bloomberg News reports that among the company's largest creditors are Boeing Satellite Systems and Alcatel-Lucent. LightSquared owes each over $7 million. American Airlines reports that it has agreed with creditors to consider potential merger situations while it reorganizes under bankruptcy protection. Parent company AMR Corporation said the company had agreed to develop consolidation scenarios, but that did not indicate that it would pursue a deal with any particular party. Despite AMR's CEO Thomas Horton's steadfast desire that American Airlines emerge from bankruptcy protection as an independent company, U.S. Airways has lobbied AMR's creditors and lined up support from American's three unions for a takeover. A message of no confidence was delivered on Friday by hundreds of pilots and other employees to AMR headquarters in Fort Worth and New York. The unions believe a combined company would cut fewer jobs and stand a better chance at competing with industry leaders United and Delta. U.S. Airways praised AMR's decision, saying a combination would benefit both companies' employees and customers, as well as creditors and investors. Elsewhere in the bankruptcy courts, there is talk that Hawker Beechcraft's Chapter 11 filing could make it the target of a takeover, but the company says it will emerge as a stronger, debt-free industry player. Several holders of the company's debt have agreed to do a debt-for-equity swap that will give them control, and they've put up $400 million in financing so Hawker Beechcraft can continue to pay its suppliers. Senior Vice President Customers Sean Vick admitted in an interview at eBase that there has been third-party interest in the company, saying, quote, "There are always either financial buyers or strategic buyers looking for value opportunities. Anything is possible. To assume anything other than that isn't being realistic, end quote. At present, the company expects to emerge from Chapter 11 in the last quarter of this year. Looking a bit farther into the future, there will come a time when privately held space stations orbit the Earth, and it may be coming sooner than we think. SpaceX and Bigelow Aerospace said they have agreed to conduct a joint marketing effort focused on international customers. The two companies will offer rides on SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft using the Falcon launch vehicle to carry passengers to Bigelow habitats orbiting the Earth. So just what is a Bigelow habitat? Well, the BA-330 is a habitat that will provide roughly 330 cubic meters of usable volume and can support a crew of up to six. Bigelow Aerospace plans to connect two or more BA-330s in orbit to provide national space agencies, companies, and universities with unparalleled access to the microgravity environment. The companies will kick off their marketing effort in Asia as representatives from Bigelow and SpaceX will meet with officials in Japan shortly after the next launch of the Falcon 9 and Dragon spacecraft, scheduled for later this month. When Aero News continues, sandstorms on the red planet? New for reality TV, NASA has its own storm chasers. And any landing you can walk away from.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, May 15th. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has revealed that movement in sand dune fields on the red planet occurs on a surprisingly large scale, about the same as in dune fields here on Earth. This is unexpected because Mars has a much thinner atmosphere than Earth, is only about 1% as dense, and its high-speed winds are less frequent and weaker than ours. For years, researchers debated whether or not sand dunes observed on Mars were mostly fossil features related to past climate rather than being currently active. In the past 2 years, researchers using images from MRO's high-resolution imaging science experiment camera have detected and reported sand movement. Now, scientists using high-rise images have determined that entire dunes as thick as 200 feet are moving as coherent units across the Martian landscape. The study was published online by the journal Nature. Scientists say this improved understanding of surface dynamics will provide vital information in planning future robotic and human Mars exploration missions. Reality TV is rich with shows about aviation and storm chasing, and now NASA has decided to combine the two. Well, minus the TV part. NASA researchers have flown off on a campaign that is taking them into the heart of thunderstorm country. The Deep Convective Clouds and Chemistry, or DC-3, field campaign is using an airport in Salina, Kansas, as a base to explore the impact of large thunderstorms on the concentration of ozone and other substances in the upper troposphere. The project hopes to learn more of how thunderstorms impact climate by studying the troposphere, the lowest part of the atmosphere extending from the ground up to an average depth of 11 miles in the middle latitudes. It contains about 80% of the atmosphere's mass and 99% of its water vapor. This region is important because water vapor, ozone, cirrus clouds, and particles such as dust contribute to the amount of radiation, or heat, allowed in and out of the atmosphere, and they have a direct impact on the climate system. The lead investigator, National Center for Atmospheric Research scientist Chris Cantrell, says, quote, "We tend to associate thunderstorms with heavy rain and lightning, but they also shake things up at the top of cloud level. Their impacts high in the atmosphere have effects on climate that last long after the storm dissipates," end quote. The architectural design of GE's Passport engine for the Bombardier Global 7000 and Global 8000 aircraft has been finalized. The Tollgate 6 review, part of GE's new product introduction process, was held on April 27th. With the design now frozen, GE begins the detailed design phase. Component fabrication will begin soon, leading to the start of the assembly of the first full engine by this year's end. The first engine is scheduled to begin testing in 2013. Well, the old adage is any landing you can walk away from is a good one, and it may seem like a bit of a stretch in most situations, but it certainly applies to Don Kilday's first solo landing in his recently purchased Citabria. On Wednesday, Mr. Kilday was flying with an instructor at Genoa Municipal Airport in Nebraska, practicing touch-and-go landings on the 2,500-foot runway. After a few landings, Kilday wanted to go it alone. What happened next was any instructor's nightmare. According to John Hall, chairman of the airport authority, while attempting to land, Kilday applied too much power, causing a torque roll, which resulted in a loss of control. The airplane departed the runway, bounced across the highway, and came to rest nose down in a tree. Fortunately, Mr. Kilday's injuries were minor. The aircraft had visible damage to its fuselage and was going to be removed from the site and taken to the airport. Mr. Hall said Kilday is in his 70s and has a pilot's license, and that he just purchased the airplane a few weeks prior to the accident. The Columbus Telegram reports that Nance County Sheriff Dave Moore said Kilday couldn't initially remember the accident, which may be all for the best. Well, this is one of those stories that a true journalist just loves to get their claws into. A 44-year-old American man could face animal cruelty charges after he allegedly tried to check 19 cats on his flight from Rome to New York, Italy's ANSA news agency is reporting. His plans went awry when his airline told him that it would accept no more than 4 cats. So, according to ANSA, the man checked the 4 cats he was allowed and simply abandoned the remaining 15 at the Rome airport. And as if that wasn't enough, the man also sparked a bomb scare at the airport after he left behind kitty litter and other assorted luggage. The Post adds that even though the man left for the United States, he could still be charged in his absence by Italian police with mistreating animals. That's all for this edition of Aero News. Here's hoping you have a perfectly good Tuesday. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer, and you're now cleared for departure.